So how's President-elect Donald Trump's transition going? Not so well, if you look at the New York Times, but who looks at the New York Times anymore, right? This morning he tweeted, Trump did, the failing New York Times story is so totally wrong on transition. It's going so smoothly. Also, I have spoken to many foreign leaders. Trump versus the media continues. Armed with the Twitter account in chief, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins me from Capitol Hill to talk about this and other subjects circulating in D.C. Todd, welcome to the Takeaway.
Hi, John.
I can imagine that Twitter account ending up in the National Archives already at this point.
And lots of people wondering how Donald Trump will continue to tweet once he is president. John, before we get to the transition, I want to flag something for you. An intelligence source flagged a piece of video for me and said that it was significant. This is Admiral Mike Rogers. He's head of the National Security Agency. He was speaking at a Wall Street Journal forum, and he was asked about alleged foreign hacking into the DNC, into John Podesta's emails, and emails that showed up on WikiLeaks during the election. And this was his response.
There shouldn't be any doubt in anybody's mind. This was not something that was done casually. This was not something that was done by chance. This was not a target that was selected purely arbitrarily. This was a conscious effort by a nation state to attempt to achieve a specific effect.
Didn't we know that, though, already? How much does this clarify something that's been circulating, certainly since the campaign?
The intelligence community had already issued a statement blaming the Russian government for meddling in the U.S. election. This statement is in some way slightly more specific in that it says a specific state entity with a specific aim in mind. Of course, it doesn't say which government that is. But, John, one thing that might be significant about this is the head of the National Security Agency himself in person going in public to highlight this issue and make sure that everyone's aware of it and make sure that everyone's aware of it perhaps before Barack Obama leaves office. Donald Trump on the campaign trail has said he doubts whether Russians were involved in any of the hacks that wound up on WikiLeaks of the DNC and W. Wasserman Schultz and John Podesta, that the Hillary Clinton campaign now says they think drastically affected the election along with other issues as well. So the fact that the head of the NSA is saying this in public seems significant.
And it's Russia we're talking about here, right?
He said a foreign entity.
Only a foreign entity. He wouldn't say Russia.
He didn't, but the assessment from the Department of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence during the election did point to Russia. And inside the Trump transition, when it comes to national security, there's been some disruption as well. A guy named Mike Rogers, a different Mike Rogers than the NSA chief that we just talked about, is a former congressman from Michigan, a Republican, and former chair of the Intelligence Committee. Now, he had been advising the Donald Trump campaign and the transition up until yesterday. Mike Rogers has been sidelined and is no longer assisting the Trump transition. Mike Rogers earned a lot of ire from Republicans. He ran one of the Benghazi investigations, one of the many on Capitol Hill, and his Intel Committee investigation concluded that there was no stand-down order from the Obama administration on security forces going to Benghazi. That stand-down order is a point of Republican orthodoxy now when it comes to Benghazi. Mike Rogers concluded the opposite. He's been sidelined, and multiple reports now that instead Donald Trump's transition is being advised on national security by Frank Gaffney. Now, Frank Gaffney is the head of an organization called the Center for Security Policy. He's been on cable news a lot, and he's widely known as an anti-Islamic conspiracy theorist. He was a regular guest on Steve Bannon's Breitbart radio show on Sirius XM. And he's written things including there's mounting evidence that President Obama not only identifies with Muslims, but actually may be a Muslim himself. He's warned of encroaching Muslim influence and infiltration in the U.S. government. And he said that President Obama's pro-Islamic stance and faith was the most consequential bait and switch since Adolf Hitler duped Neville Chamberlain over Czechoslovakia. Now, the Trump campaign denies that Frank Gaffney is actively part of the transition now, but Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from the United States actually comes from a Center for Security Policy proposal that Frank Gaffney crafted in the first place.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.